I am here, Melissa, and fellow commissioners. Got the technical difficulty worked out.
We see
All
you,
right.
Jackie. Welcome.
All right, President Murray, the webinar has started and we are recording and broadcasting. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone, to the May 15th, 2024 teleconference meeting of the California Fish and Game Commission. Zoom webinar and telephone participants have been placed on mute. When it's time for members of the public to provide comments, you will receive instructions on how to indicate you'd like to speak to that agenda item. Speakers will be unmuted individually. And we're going to get started. Before we officially call it to order, we're going to get started with some technical notes from our Executive Director, Melissa Miller-Henson. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you. Good morning, President Murray, commissioners. Technical notes for our public participants. If you are joining by phone and wish to speak to an agenda item, staff will identify you by the last three digits of your telephone number. If you are participating via Zoom webinar and calling in by phone, make sure that your phone number and your Zoom webinar are linked. If you logged into Zoom first and used the Call Me option, the linkage happened automatically. If you're having technical difficulties with the meeting, please contact, this is an email address, it@agpvideo.com. Again, that's it@agpvideo.com, which is preferred. Or if necessary, you can call 805-801-3576. Zoom's chat feature is disabled for two-way communication, though co-hosts may share information with attendees.
Thanks so much, Melissa. Sherry, could you call roll to establish a quorum?
President Murray.
Here.
Vice President Zavaleta. Commissioner
Commissioner.
Hostler-Carmason.
Here.
Commissioner Sklar.
Commissioner. Here.
Commissioner Anderson.
Here.
All right, so we do have a quorum, and I will officially call to order our May 15th, 2024 meeting of the Fish and Game Commission today. So we've got Commissioner Anderson and Commissioner Sklar up in Sonoma. We've got Commissioner Hostler-Carmason in Trinidad, and I am here in La Jolla on ancestral traditional lands of the Kumeyaay people. So I do want to take a moment to acknowledge all California Native American communities who have inhabited California lands for thousands of years and continue to do so today. We honor and respect the diverse indigenous people who are deeply connected to the fish, the wildlife, and the habitats we manage. We take seriously our trust relationship with these sovereign tribal governments, and we do our work together with and with much respect and gratitude for those who have lived in California since time immemorial and continue to do so today, including the Kumeyaay people. Together with the best available science that includes indigenous and traditional knowledge, we carry out the Commission's mission to hold fish and wildlife and their habitats in the public trust, to enhance and restore California's native fish and wildlife in their natural habitats, and to secure a rich and sustainable outdoor heritage for all Californians. So I want to welcome my fellow commissioners. We are remote, but it's nice to see you here today. And with that, I'll hand it over to Melissa to introduce staff and department leadership participating today.
Thank you again, President Murray. Joining us today here in Sacramento, the Sacramento location, we have myself, of course, Executive Director Melissa Miller-Henson. To my left is Michael Yon, your legal counsel. To his left is Ari Kornman, the Marine, our wildlife advisor. We also have in the room here today joining us David Haug and Kelsey Laird, two of our analysts. And then assisting us with all of the online elements of the meeting, we have David Bissell, our Deputy Executive Director, Sherry Fonbuena and Jen Bacon, two of our analysts, Jessica Shaw, our seasonal clerk, and then from our partner agency, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, we have here joining us in the meeting room in Sacramento, a Deputy Director for Wildlife and Fisheries Division, Chad Dibble, Deputy Director and Acting Chief of the Law Enforcement Division, Nathaniel Arnold, the Branch Chief for the Fisheries Branch, Jay Rowan, and then online we have joining via Zoom, Scott Gardner, who is Branch Chief for the Wildlife Branch. And then we do have, I believe, a couple of other department staff who will be assisting with the individual agenda items who will introduce at that time. So welcome to members of the public to the meeting of the California Fish and Game Commission. This is the 155th year of operation for the commission in partnership with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Both of our organizations originated from the Board of Fish Commissioners in 1870. The commission's goals include preserving our wildlife heritage and conserving our natural resources through informed decision-making. These meetings are vital in achieving those goals, and in that spirit, we provide the following information to be as effective and efficient toward that end. We are operating under the Bagley-Keene Open Meeting Act, and these proceedings are being recorded and broadcast. In the unlikely event of an emergency, please note the location of the nearest emergency exits at your location. Items may be heard in any order pursuant to the determination of the presiding commissioner, which is President Murray today. The amount of time for each agenda item may be adjusted based on time available and the number of speakers. If you are here in Sacramento or at one of the in-person locations, speaker cards need to be filled out legibly and turned in to staff or commissioners before the start of the agenda item. If you are online or on the phone, you will receive additional instructions in a few minutes. We will ask how many speakers we have before taking public comment. So please be prepared and listen closely for your name or phone number to be called. When you speak, please state your name and any affiliation. Be respectful and note that disruptions will not be tolerated. Time is precious, so please be concise. If you don't already and would like to receive meeting agendas and regulatory notices about those subjects of interest to you, please visit the Commission's website at www.fgc.ca.gov and sign up for our electronic mailing list. If you want the Commission to consider a regulation change, all petitions for regulation change must be submitted in writing. Of course, there's a form for that, which is available on the Commission's website or directly from staff. And if you're a member of the public and have access to the internet and aren't planning to make public comment today, you may listen to the meeting via our regular webcast by visiting the Commission website again at fgc.ca.gov, and the link is on the right side of the page. Please do silence your mobile devices and computers to avoid interruptions. So with regard to public comment, there are three ways to provide public comment, or three ways to join the meeting today. If you're watching remotely and don't plan again, you can view the live stream from our webpage. Second, there's the in-person participation. For those in Sacramento, we don't have any members of the public at the moment. For those in La Jolla, Kenwood, or Trinidad, please notify the commissioners on site at the beginning of an agenda item if you wish to speak. And if you're on the phone or webinar and you chose this option and want to speak to an agenda item, you will be asked to raise your hand at the beginning of that item. Please listen carefully for the announcement that it is time to raise your hand, as the opportunity will be brief. For each item, the commission will take public comment first at the four in-person locations and then via phone and Zoom webinar. Thank you, President Murray.
Thanks, Melissa. So before we start the first agenda item, I do want to ask that any elected officials or tribal council members or their representatives who are at this meeting in person or on the phone and want to introduce themselves, feel free to join staff and or commissioners at the table and introduce yourselves. Here in La Jolla, we don't have anyone in person. I have no members of the public. Do we have anybody up in Sonoma? Commissioner Sklar?
I'm sorry, say again, please.
Do we have anyone from the public, especially elected? No one from the public. Okay, what about in Trinidad, Commissioner Hausler-Carmison?
No, we do not, President Murray.
All right, and then in Sacramento, Melissa, I think you said you don't have anyone in person. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So again, if you are online on the phone or on Zoom and you are a tribal council member or an elected or the representative of such, please raise your hand or press star 9. Sherry, do we have anyone anyone who has identified themselves as an elected official or a tribal council member?
We do not.
All right. So with that, we will move on to agenda item number 1, which is to consider approving the agenda and the order of items. I don't have any changes and I don't see any changes recommended by staff. Anything from commissioners? I see Commissioner Sklar nodding his head no. All right, so hearing nothing, then the agenda stands as it is. And that takes us to the consent items of our agenda, which are agenda items number 2 and 3. Before we hand it over to our staff lead, our wildlife advisor, Ari Corman, I'll give it to Melissa to give some information on providing public comment on our consent items 2 and 3.
Thank you, President Murray. I'm going to skip the part about in person. For those who are online, we do have a number of members of the public, so thank you for joining us. You will have approximately 2 minutes to raise your hand at the beginning of each agenda item. So if you would like to speak to item 2, which is permits and draws for special hunts, or item 3, mitigating risks for cervid importation and movement, with both of which are consent items, please raise your hand no later than 8:43. Items are placed on the consent calendar because they are expected to be routine and non-controversial. Consent calendar items are generally voted upon without discussion, but commissioners may choose to remove and discuss an item, including when requested by a member of the public or staff. If you are on the phone and wish to raise your hand, press *9 on your phone once to alert us that you would like to speak. If you press *9 a second time, you will take yourself out of the queue, so please only press it once. When your name is called, you may need to unmute yourself to speak by pressing *6 on your phone. If you are on the Zoom webinar, use the raise hand button to raise your hand and keep it raised. If you're participating on your computer, that raise hand button is located at the bottom of the window and also at the bottom of the participant list. You may have to hover your pointer over the Zoom window for the row of options to appear. On the mobile app, raise hand is also located at the bottom of the screen. When your name is called, you may need to unmute yourself to speak by pressing the unmute button in Zoom. Once you raise your hand, please do not lower it. Staff will collect the names of all participants who have their hands raised. And once that information is collected, they will lower all hands at one time. Staff will then call names from the list, so please listen carefully for your name to be called. Again, if you're on the phone or Zoom webinar and would like to provide comment on item 2, permits and draws for special hunts, or item 3, mitigating risks for cervid importation and movement, both of which are on the consent calendar, please raise your hand by 8:43 and leave it raised. For each agenda item, we will begin with public commenters in person and then move to commenters on the phone or Zoom webinar. And again, we do not have any members of the public here in Sacramento.
Thanks, Melissa. So our consent items are on the consent calendar because we assume that they are non-controversial and don't require a lot of discussion by the commission. So that's agenda items number 2 and 3. I don't see any hands raised. Do I have that right, Sherry?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'll open it up to see if anyone has any comments they do want to make on agenda items number 2 or 3. Otherwise, we do have 2 motions. If one of my fellow commissioners would like to make a motion or 2.
Yes, sorry. I'll make a motion to move items 2 and 3, please.
Okay.
Yes, I think we actually, sometimes our consent calendar works that way where we can just move it that way, but it looks like we do have some detailed motions that we need to make for 2 and 3.
I'm sorry. That's okay. I'll read them. I'm going to read them both though, if you can do them at the same time.
Yep, please.
Oh, I will say, okay. I move that the commission approves revisions to the adopted regulation language for section 715 regarding the special hunt permit issuance and drawings for the department's automated license system, and I move that the commission approves the proposed changes adopted regulation language for sections 257.5, 475, 676, 681, 712, 714 related to the mitigating risks for cervid importation and movement.
Second. And do I have a second? A second. Okay, so I have a motion by, we have a motion by Commissioner Sklar and a second by Commissioner Anderson. Sherry, could you read the roll call for the vote?
Commissioner Sklar.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
President Murray.
Aye.
Commissioner Hoster-Karmason.
Aye.
Wonderful. So these, both of these motions for agenda items 2 and 3 pass unanimously. And that brings us to our discussion and action items, the first of which is agenda item number 4, Central Valley Sport Fishing. We're going to consider adopting proposed amendments to Central Valley Sport Fishing regulations. Before I hand it over to Ari Corman, I'd like to ask Melissa to give any guidance that she'd like to on public comments.
Thank you, President Murray. I'm actually going to let David Thissell handle that today.
Perfect.
Good morning. Thank you, President Murray. If you are participating in person, which it doesn't sound like we have anybody participating in person, I will just skip ahead to if you would like to speak on item 4, Central Valley Sport Fishing. You have until 8:48 to raise your hand on the Zoom webinar. Please use the raise hand button to raise your hand and keep it raised. If you are participating on your computer, the button is located at the bottom of the window and also at the bottom of the participant list. On the mobile app, use the raise hand at the bottom of the screen. If you're on the phone only and wish to raise your hand, please press star 9 on your phone once to alert us that you would like to speak. If you press star 9 on your phone a second time, you will take yourself out of the queue. When your name is called, you may need to unmute yourself by pressing star 6 on the phone or using the unmute button on the in Zoom. Once you raise your hand, do not lower it. Staff will collect the names of all participants who have their hands raised, and once that information is collected, they will lower all hands at once. Staff will call names from the list. Please listen carefully for your name to be called. Again, if you are on Zoom and would like to provide public comment on agenda item 4, Central Valley Sport Fishing, please raise your hand no later than 8:48 and leave it raised. Thank you.
Thanks so much, David. So with that, I will hand it over to our staff lead, our wildlife advisor, Ari Corman.
Thank you, President Murray. Annually, the Commission adopts Central Valley Sport Fishing regulations to align state regulations with federal recommendations made by the Pacific Fishery Management Council. This is the adoption hearing, which follows last meeting's department recommendation to close recreational fishing for Sacramento River Fall Run Chinook Salmon, based on the PFMC recommendation to close California recreational and commercial ocean fishing.
Great, and I don't believe we have a presentation on this. Is that right, Ari?
That's correct.
Okay, Sherry, I don't see any hands raised. Do we have any speakers on this agenda item?
We do not.
All right, so I'll open it up to my fellow commissioners. Again, this is just taking action to be consistent with the recommendations of the Pacific Fishery Management Council. It's quite straightforward. Do any comments or questions from my fellow commissioners? All right, seeing none, then would somebody like to make a motion?
Happy to. That the commission, having considered addendum and the 2022 negative declaration, approves the revised project pursuant to California Environmental Quality Act and adopts option 4 of the proposed changes to subsections 7.4B4, 43, 66, 80 related to the Central Valley Sport Fishing Regulations for the 2024 season.
Second.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Sklar and a second by Commissioner Anderson. Sherry, could you read the roll?
Commissioner Sklar?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hostler-Karmason?
Aye.
President Murray?
Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. And that brings us to agenda item number 5, which is Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing. So now is the time for public comment on Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing. Please do pay attention as David provides instructions for commenting on this agenda item number 5.
Thank you, President Murray. If you would like to speak speak on item 5, Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing, please raise your hand no later than 8:51. To raise your hand on the Zoom webinar, please use the raise hand button and keep it raised. If you are participating on your computer, that button is located on the bottom of the window and also at the bottom of the participant list. On the mobile app, the raised hand is located at the bottom of the screen. If you're on the phone only and wish to raise your hand, press star 9 and on your phone once to alert us that you would like to speak. If you press star 9 again, you will take yourself out of the queue. When your name is called, you may need to unmute yourself to speak by pressing star 6 on the phone or using the unmute button in Zoom. Once your hand is raised, do not lower it. Staff will collect the names of all participants who have raised their hands raised, and once that information is collected, they will lower them all at once. Staff will call the names from the list. Please listen carefully for your name to be called. Again, if you're on Zoom and would like to provide comment on agenda item 5, Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing, please raise your hand no later than 8:51. And leave it raised.
Thanks, David. Ari, if you could take us through this agenda item.
Excuse me. Annually, the commission adopts Klamath River Basin sport fishing regulations for consistency with federal fishery management goals. Specific bag possession and size limits for Klamath River Fall Run Chinook salmon are scheduled for adoption after the Pacific Fishery Management Council has reviewed the status of West Coast salmon stocks and final fishery allocation recommendations have been adopted. This is the adoption hearing, which follows last meeting's department recommendation to close recreational fishing for Klamath River Fall Run Chinook salmon based on a PFMC recommendation to close California recreational and commercial ocean fishing.
Thanks, sorry. And again, we have no presentation on this. It looks like we have potentially one speaker with a hand raised.
No, that was just a test to make sure the hand raising was working.
Oh,
we have no speakers.
Just a test. Okay. Yeah. Again, you know, we had our discussion hearing on this in April. This is our adoption hearing. This is something we do annually on sport fishing regulations for the Klamath River Basin. And it is intended to be consistent with the Pacific Fishery Management Council status review and their recommendations. And, you know, it's quite serious. We're talking about a closure for Chinook salmon, and that's a big deal. And so I do want to recognize that even if we don't have public commenters and don't have a lot of discussion. So we see that and we acknowledge that. Any discussion or questions or comments from my fellow commissioners? Otherwise, we can entertain a motion.
I keep going.
You're on fire, Commissioner.
Consider the prepared addendum, a negative declaration approves the revised project pursuant to California Environment Quality Act and adopts option two of the proposed changes to subsection 7.4B50 related to the Klamath River Basin sports fishing regulations for the 2024 season.
Second.
All right. So we have a motion by Commissioner Sklar and a second by Commissioner Anderson. Sherry, can you read the roll, please?
Commissioner Sklar?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hostler-Carmison? President Murray.
So the motion passes unanimously. And that takes us to agenda item number 6, which is emergency closures of sport fishing in Klamath River Basin for spring Chinook salmon. We're going to discuss and consider adopting emergency regulations for spring Chinook salmon sport fishing closures for the Klamath and Trinity Rivers due to federal salmon closure recommendations. Now is the time for public comment on emergency closures of sport fishing in the Klamath River Basin for spring Chinook salmon. Please pay close attention as David provides instructions for commenting.
Thank you, President Murray. If you are participating in person, you should have already submitted your speaker card to the staff table. If you'd like to speak on item 6, emergency closure of sport fishing in the Klamath River Basin for spring Chinook salmon, please raise your hand no later than 8:56. If you are participating on the Zoom webinar, use the raise hand button to raise your hand and keep it raised. If you are participating on your computer, the button is located at the bottom of the window and also at the bottom of the participant list. When on the mobile app, the raise hand is located at the bottom of the screen. If you're on the phone only and wish to raise your hand, press *9 on your phone once to alert us that you would like to speak. When your name is called, you may need to unmute yourself by pressing *6 on the phone or using the unmute button in Zoom. Once your hand is raised, do not lower it. Staff will collect the names of all participants who have their hands raised, and once that information is collected, they will lower all the hands at once. Staff will then call the names from the list. Please listen carefully for your name. Again, if you are on Zoom and would like to provide comment on agenda item 6, please raise your hand no later than 8:56. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Ari, if you'd like to get us started on this agenda item.
Yep. In the previous item, the commission voted to close the salmon season for Klamath River Fall Chinook salmon. The department is also recommending an emergency regulation to close recreational fishing for Klamath River spring chinook, a species listed under the California Endangered Species Act. To provide some background and the rationale for the recommendation, we have Jay Rowan, Fisheries Branch Chief, with a presentation.
Welcome, Jay.
Good morning. Oh, thank you. Good morning, President Murray, Commissioners, Commission, Department staff, Jay Rowan, Fisheries Branch Chief. Before I kick into my presentation, I just want to echo your comments on the previous item, President Murray. This is not a recommendation to close salmon fisheries. It's not something a department takes lightly. They're difficult decisions. We understand that the economic impacts, the recreational impacts that come with this. So I just want to recognize that from the department side as well. So today we're going to go over some proposed Klamath River spring chinook salmon fishing closure recommendations for 2024. Next slide, please. So just a quick presentation overview. We'll go over some, set the stage of some background on where we are at with the fishery and regulations landscape in regards to the specific fishery. Talk a little bit about environmental conditions, status of the fishery, Pacific Fisheries Management Council and department recommendations that we just discussed, and then wrap up with the need for the proposed emergency regulation. Next slide, please. So just a little bit of background. Recently, we have had a couple of good winters, which is great. However, the fish that are returning this year were subject to severe drought conditions that we'll talk about a little bit more in subsequent slides. As you noted in previous items, Pacific Fisheries Management Council has recommended closure of the ocean fishery in 2024. And then the spring chinook fishery is scheduled to be open in the Klamath Basin starting in July without an emergency action. Next slide, please. So like all chinook in California, Klamath River spring chinook are mostly a three-year spawning cycle. This means that the majority of the adult fish returning in 2024 were spawned in the fall of 2021. So in 2021, similar to what we saw in the previous 2 years, it was one of the hottest, driest years on record, particularly in the Klamath Basin. Those hot, dry conditions continued all the way through the adult migration, spawning period, and the juvenile migration periods for this year class of Klamath River spring chinook. As you know, the headwaters and the start of the Klamath River is in Oregon, where in spring of 2021, Governor Brown from Oregon declared a drought emergency. That declaration matched existing drought declarations in California in the basin issued by Governor Newsom. So the Klamath River Basin received very little rain after early December 2021 and entered its third consecutive year of extreme drought and one of the driest three-year periods on record. Next slide, please. So in June of 2021, while the parents of these Klamath River spring chinook that will be returning this year as adults were beginning their spawning migration in the Klamath River, the commission found that Klamath River spring chinook was warranted to be listed under the California Endangered Species Act. As a reminder from that CESA listing process, the best available science shows that Klamath River spring chinook are best classified as an ecotype of the larger Klamath Trinity Basin Chinook Salmon ESU, that also encompasses the Klamath River falchion. So they're not separate species, they're not separate subspecies. So conservation actions considered more holistically will provide improved benefits to the entire ESU. As discussed in the previous slide, drought conditions persisted and were severe during the time these fish were spawned. Warm water led to increased pathogen concentrations, thermal stranding of adult chinook. They were attempting to migrate upstream to cooler waters to spawn. And spring chinook life history, because of their earlier migration timing, but still later spawning, are in the river for a significantly longer period of time than fall chinook. So they're subjected to these poor in-river conditions for an extended period of time. These increased stressors led to diseased adult fish, pre-spawn mortalities, and while it can be a little bit difficult to quantify in the wild, increased stress conditions have been documented to have significant negative impacts on things like egg quality, leading to reduced egg to fly survival. As mentioned many times over the last several years when discussing salmon declines, ocean warming, habitat compression has caused significant shifts in ocean forage and that has led to impacts to Chinook salmon, such as thiamine deficiency. Next slide, please. So in April of 2024, the Pacific Fisheries Management Council recommended complete closure of the ocean commercial and recreational fishery off the coast of California. At the April Fish and Game Commission meeting, the department recommended, and today the commission agreed, that we should close Klamath River Fall Chinook and Klamath River and Sacramento River, Spring Sacramento River Fall Chinook inland fisheries. So going back to the first bullet in that previous slide, Klamath River Fall Chinook and Spring Chinook are different ecotypes of the same ESU. So lack of protective measures provided to one ecotype can be detrimental to the entire ESU. Next slide, please. So just to recap of our need for emergency regulation, fish from this year class have experienced significant stressors from severe drought conditions, habitat compression, changes in ocean forage. These conditions very likely significantly impacted this brood year of Klamath River Spring Chinook. As we discussed, Klamath River Spring Chinook are listed under the California Endangered Species Act, and as such, we should err on the side of caution when considering take. Given the closure of the primary California Fall Chinook salmon fisheries in the ocean and inland, extending the closure in the Klamath River Basin to Spring Chinook fishery provides equity with the ocean as well as enhanced protections of the ESU. And then lastly, improvements to in-river habitat conditions from the significant rain and snow that we've had the last 2 years. A fishery closure in both the ocean and inland provides a good opportunity to accelerate rebuilding of this stock. Next slide, please. So the department recommends the Fish and Game Commission adopt the proposed temporary emergency fishing closure and amend Title 14, Section 7.40B50 to close recreational fishing in the Klamath and Trinity Rivers. Next slide, please. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thanks so much, Jay. I appreciate that context and background, really helpful. Sherry, we don't have any speakers on this, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, again, as Jay said, and as I mentioned in the last agenda item, you know, it's, we don't take this decision lightly. We do know that salmon stocks continue to be impacted from drought and climate disruption, and the salmon present and returning to California's coast and rivers now have been impacted by multi-year droughts, severe wildfires, and other impacts to spawning and rearing habitat, including harmful algal blooms and ocean forage shifts. So I know that the Klamath River Spring Chinook are both temporarily and spatially separate from the fall run, but having this consistency and knowing that the environmental factors that have reduced the Sacramento River Fall Run Chinook salmon and the Klamath River Fall Chinook salmon, These same environmental factors are present for the spring Chinook salmon run in the Klamath River. And so that's sort of why we have this recommended emergency closure, which not only aligns with inland Chinook salmon sport fishing in the Klamath and Trinity Rivers, but also aligns with what we anticipate to be a federal regulatory action to close all ocean salmon fisheries along the California coast for 2024. So to me, this makes a lot of sense. Again, it's not something I'm happy to do, but I really appreciate what Jay said at the end about, you know, being able to maybe get ahead on rebuilding and restoration and take action before it's too late. So I think that's really what we're trying to do here today. So with that, would welcome comments or questions for Jay from my fellow commissioners. And if we don't have those, then a motion.
I'll move that the commission adopts the emergency regulation to amend subsection B40 of section 7.40 related to Chinook salmon emergency closures in the Klamath and Trinity Rivers.
And I'll second that.
Great. And with that motion, you'll in. Sorry, is that Mike?
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say. Please say it.
That there's some additional components of the motion necessary for an emergency regulation.
Yep. So,
respectfully, before you vote, I suggest that the commission include a determination under section 399 of the Fish and Game Code and another determination under section 11,346.1 of the government code. I can provide more detail if you want me to just read those into the record.
Please.
I suggest that the commission determines pursuant to section 399 of the California Fish and Game Code that adopting the regulation is necessary to the, for the immediate conservation, preservation, protection of birds, mammals, fish, amphibians, or reptiles, including but not limited to their nests or eggs, and for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, and safety, or general welfare, and that the commission further determines pursuant to section 11,346.1 of the California Government Code that an emergency situation exists and finds the proposed regulations necessary to address the emergency. And that's in addition to the language that Commissioner Anderson stated.
So move.
And I'll second to that adoption.
Thank you for that. So we have a motion by Commissioner Anderson and a second by Commissioner Sklar. Sherry, could you read the roll for us?
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Sklar?
Aye.
Commissioner Hoster-Carmerson?
Aye.
President Murray?
Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. And that takes us to our final agenda item of the day, which is general public comment for items not on the agenda. And this is for topics within the commission's authority that are not included on the agenda. And just a note that we may not discuss or take action on any matter raised during this item, except to decide whether to place the matter on the agenda of a future meeting. So now is the time for general public comment for topics not on the agenda. I see folks are starting to raise their hands, so we know that that function is working. And I'll hand it over to David to give us final instructions on how to give public comment on agenda item number 7.
Thank you, President Murray. If you are participating in person, you should have already submitted your speaker card to the staff table. If you'd like to speak on item 7, general public comment for items not on the agenda, please raise your hand no later than 9:10. If you are participating on the Zoom webinar, use the raise hand button to raise your hand and keep it raised. If you are participating on your computer, that button is located on the bottom of the window and also at the bottom of the participant list. On the mobile app, the raise hand is located at the bottom of the screen. If you are on the phone only and wish to raise your hand, press *9 on your phone once to alert us that you would like to speak. If you press it again, you will remove yourself from the queue. When your name is called, you may need to unmute yourself by pressing *6 on the phone or using the unmute button in the Zoom app. Once you raise your hand, please do not lower it. Staff will collect the names of all the participants who have their hands raised, and once that information is collected, they will lower all the hands at once. Staff will then call the name from the list. Please listen carefully for your name to be called. Again, if you're on Zoom and would like to provide comment on general public comment, item 7, please raise your hand no later than 9:10 and leave it raised, please. And thank you.
Thanks, David. Sherry, I see that we have one speaker. Is that right?
That's correct. We still have a little bit till the queue closes, but just one speaker so far.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for this speaker and for any other speakers on the this agenda item, please go ahead and take us through them and give everyone 3 minutes.
Okay. Our first speaker will be Walter Lamb. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. Walter Lamb, representing the Bonneau Wetlands Land Trust. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I want to follow up on the discussion you had last week about baseball fields and parking lots within the Bonneau Wetlands Ecological Reserve. And there are a lot of assertions made in the department's memorandum and then in discussion by commissioners that we will be addressing things that just really were lacking in any kind of evidentiary support, and some which were just demonstrably false. But the one that really hit the hardest was the idea that people from underserved zip codes have less interest in nature and more interest in athletic fields. And there's really no better way to say this than that's just a harmful stereotype. And it's the opposite That notion was linked to your justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion initiative. And I just have to say that's the opposite of what that initiative is supposed to stand for. The actual wording from your JEDI principles is that all people enjoy safe and equitable access to California's thriving native wildlife and natural habitats. And while I know there were a lot of really disparaging comments about this one ecological reserve that we have in Los Angeles, which represents about 25% of the population, but which is incredibly park poor. It is fragmented by roads. It is in an urban adjacent setting. That's what makes it so special. That's what makes it so important. And we just did a field trip on May 3rd for an elementary school from Leimert Park. And those kids were thrilled to be out in nature. And the problem is we continue to have encroachment acre by acre, little bits at a time, that we've been fighting for years. We're a small organization. I'm a volunteer. We just spent 3 years in litigation because this commission refused voluntarily to make a determination that when you made it, you put very little effort into it, very little research. And this idea that because this is a, you know, again, an urban adjacent ecological reserve, that there's going to be this overt bias against it, that's something we intend to fight, you know, very hard. That's damaging. It's damaging to the ecological reserve and the wildlife, and it's damaging to the communities that you know, should be benefiting more. And I want to make clear, we've said this many times, you know, we're not trying to drive even the baseball fields out. It's an exclusionary operation right now. It's not only excluded by boundaries within Los Angeles, but kids who want to study nature cannot go in. I'm going to leave it there. We will continue this discussion, but thank you for the opportunity to speak.
We have no other speakers on this item.
Thanks, Sherry. So that brings us to the end of our agenda for the May 15th, 2024 meeting of the California Fish and Game Commission. I would just like to thank everyone for the staffing resources that went into this and the logistical resources. And hopefully we've got folks watching online, even if they weren't able to participate and give comment in the teleconference. And just thank my fellow commissioners as well for being here. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting of the May 15th, 2024 California Fish and Game Commission. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, President Murray. Thank you, everyone.
Have a great day. Have a great day.